Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got a pony bomb. Pony bomb! What is it in the NBA? Woj bomb?
Yep.
We got a pony bomb. I can already see your face. You don't want to dive headfirst into this pony bomb.
I'm not. I'm going to let you do it.
I will dive headfirst in 1 minute. We were talking about the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon coming up June 6th and 7th at the Green Tree Volunteer Fire Department, and we're trying to raise money for all the local volunteer fire departments in the area. Just got this text, and this is why we're doing it, people. Thanks. Just spent a few hours at 3 a.m. at a structure fire in Latrobe by St. Vincent. That's from Brian Bovard, VFC. So, I read that it might have been a card store or something that burned down out there. But this is what we're talking about. 3 a.m., risking life and limb to go out there and help people. And so we've asked you at 412-928-9370 and to tweet me and Doran at underscore Adam Crowley at score and Doran. If you have any ideas on how we can continue to raise money and raise money even before our special event, before the marathon, let us know in the text line and via Twitter, and we'll try to accommodate. If the ideas are good enough, we'll pretty much do anything for this great cause. All right, moving on now into the pony bomb. I got to pick it. I'm going to click through it here on Twitter. All right, so Pony tweeted out the triple eye emoji the other day. Three eyeballs. Six eyeballs, actually. Math is hard. Today he tweets out, sources, the Steelers really like Brandon Ayuk. They've discussed what a trade package would look like, and that could include a 2025 first-round pick. They just need the 49ers to show interest in talking trade. That still hasn't happened. Stay tuned. Now, we know it takes two to tango. I would like for Sydney Sweeney to have coffee with me. I'm interested. I don't think she would necessarily be interested in doing that with me. But let's play out the hypothetical here. We talked about this the other day. Stephon Diggs got traded, right, for a second-round pick, not this year, but next year. Uh-huh. And we talked about the merits of that, and we were both on board. If you don't have to give up a first-round pick, and if you don't have to give up a pick from this year's draft to get Brandon Ayuk, we both said, yeah, we would do it. I would absolutely, 100% not do it for a 2025 first-round pick.
No.
Why wouldn't you? Because I think our reasoning's probably going to be different.
I wouldn't do it because you're still going to have to pay him.
Yep.
And
now you're paying him and giving up a first.
Right.
I mean, that's a huge price. And I've seen numbers thrown around that he wants to make $25 million a season. I don't know if that's something that would transpire in reality, that it would have to be 25. He's a better player than Deontay. And Deontay was making 18, so I'm thinking you're going $22 million range. And with that and a first-round pick, that seems really rich to me.
Yes.
But more than that for me, Doran, is, look, I think Russell Wilson's going to help them win football games this year. I don't know where he goes from here, though. Is he your quarterback in 2025? I don't know. I happen to believe they're going to sign Justin Fields to a 2 or 3 year contract. They're not going to pick up his option, but they're going to kind of have him earmarked as the future. But what's to say that a guy doesn't get hurt and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields goes in there and loses games like he did in Chicago, you might, I'm not saying it's a high likelihood, but you might be in a position where you need to draft a quarterback next year. And you ain't doing that with a second round pick. So I need my first round pick just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And then if Justin Fields is the guy, well, what are you going to have to pay him? Is it going to look like what Jordan Love's making? And is that going to make it cost prohibitive to pay a guy $22-ish million? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe Cam Hayward comes off the books. You don't know this far out, but I want to be deft on my feet, and I'd like to have a first-round pick to maybe fill a hole come next year, and you're not going to have to pay a guy to fill a hole, if that makes sense.
What about 2025? First-round pick.
That's what it is.
Next year. I thought you meant this year's first-round
pick. Okay. So would you be on board for next year's first-round pick?
Probably next year. I thought we were talking about 2020 this year, like in a couple days.
No, he wrote 2025 first round pick.
Gotcha.
So you'd be more inclined to do that. I mean, I'd be more inclined to do it with next year's first than this year's first.
Right.
Because, hey, that's future Omar Khan's problem.
Yeah.
But I'm considering that they might still need a quarterback for next year. And I don't want to preclude myself from being able to do that if need be.
But if you're banking on them being maybe right around where they're at right now, are you going to get a quality quarterback in the 20 to 30 range?
Well, I think the hypothetical where you'd be able to get a good quarterback is Russell Wilson gets hurt or sucks, and then you flip to Justin Fields somewhere in the middle portion of the year. And while I'm bullish on Justin Fields, he is, what, 10-27 as a starter. What if the same problems that ailed him in Chicago come over here and you wind up winning six games or something like that?
You're talking about a way bigger story than what we're actually talking about if that's the case. If that's the case, if both of these quarterbacks flame out, there's a bigger issue on the table.
There is.
There's an Arthur Smith issue. There's a Mike Tomlin issue. There's an organizational issue. I mean, you can go all the way back to Kenny Pickett. Like, was he – like, you? It would be – if that were the case, oh, huge issue.
Well, I also think the devil's advocate point would be if you bring in Brandon Ayuk, there's less of a chance of Russell Wilson stinking. There's less of a chance of Justin Fields stinking if Justin Fields does become the guy. If the Steelers presented to the 49ers, hey, we'll give you next year's third round pick, and the Niners go, give me a break. We'll take next year's first round pick. And the Steelers come back and say, no, we'll give you next year's second round pick. And the 49ers go, bang, done deal. I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm in 100%, and I'm paying that guy for the next 5 years. First round's just too, it's just too rich for me. Like, they did it with Minka Fitzpatrick, and it worked out. You give up a first round pick, it would have wound up being, I think, 18th overall, and you have a franchise, potentially Hall of Fame caliber safety for the foreseeable future. But I don't like to make a habit of giving up first round picks. It's how you wind up like the Penguins. And hey, they went for it, and I get why they did it, and I'm not excoriating for that. But in the NFL, and with the way the Steelers have largely operated through their history, I don't like trading first-round picks. I don't. 412-928-9370. What do you think? Would you trade next year's first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk? The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And you can tweet us at @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I just got some vindication here on the text line, Doran. We have asked people for ideas on how to make money for these local volunteer fire departments. The event, the marathon, is going to do a lot of that heavy lifting. But we want other things, ancillary things, a community coming together to get this done. Here's a text. Do a fan show host firefighter calendar. I've been asking for this.
You have? Yeah.
For a long time.
You have.
It's probably not cheap to make. But I think that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We could play around with that. Like, we could all be dressed up like firemen. There could be varying degrees of undress. We got people around here who aren't afraid to take their shirts off. I'm looking at you, Dorn. And then you got guys like me. I think we'd sell a million of those things, like hotcakes.
Yes. Great idea.
I have to do one of those anyhow, by the by, for a fantasy football punishment. I sold out to win my fantasy football championship last year. It's a keeper league. Sold all my futures, kind of like I don't want the Steelers to do, and I wound up coming in last place. And so now I have to make a fairly sexually suggestive calendar and send it to all of my friends.
That's sick.
And I hope it doesn't see the light of day. I know, dude.
I know. It's going to see the light of day. for sure.
I'm sure one of my friends will send it to you.
Yes.
I would never show you guys. It'll probably wind up out there, though. Who am I
no
kidding?
No doubt.
The other punishment we did, not to digress too far off the current topic, last place the last 2 years had to retake the SATs.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had to get over a 700, so you had to put like a little bit of work in. Miserable. Miserable.
That is punishment.
Yeah. Would you trade next year's first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk? 412-928-9370. We'll react to that. We'll have you react to that coming up next. And there's a story that we only went surface level on yesterday that I think bears revisiting after Jared Jones' dominant performance last night. We'll get to that coming up next. You can text us, 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Be careful there, Doran. You almost swore right when I turned my microphone on. Austin Bechtold just traversed into the studio. He's standing there like a moron with the door open and the on-air light on. I didn't catch this. He's just standing there like a doofus.
Oh, I heard my name. I'm going to stand here with the door open.
Oh, God. So I found out that, because he just told us, that Pony's going to pay him $500 and Mueller's going to pay him $100 if his prediction of the Steelers' 20th pick is correct. And you picked who?
Talisa Fuaga.
You want to have him sit down at a microphone?
No, I don't. From Oregon State. That's all we need from you, Austin. Thank you very much for your service and for your time. We did get some real breaking news, though. Kind of. Your guy or girl, your humanoid that tells you who's getting picked before they get picked, that person reached out and said, we're doing it again this
year.
Yes,
we are. What is it, 5-6 years in a row?
That's right.
Nice.
And so I'll tell the people this. We got a great draft show planned. Donnie Football, Doug Whaley. Who else is going to be on? You and me, Jim Haslett. But we're going to know the picks before anybody else.
Yes, we are.
And by we, I mean you, and then you'll tell us.
Yes.
And so if you are listening to 93.7 The Fan on our draft coverage on Thursday evening, you are going to get the picks before anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Before Twitter, before any of those Rappaports or Schefters of the world try to get ahead of the TV broadcast, will be, and Doran will be, ahead of the people who are ahead of the TV broadcast. You got Kenny Pickett a couple of years ago, and you were nervous because you thought it was a joke at first.
Yes.
And then it wound up being real. So listen to our coverage starting at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening as we lead you up to and then break down the NFL draft. Would you trade a first-round pick, next year's first-round pick, for Brandon Ayuk? 412-928-9370. That's one of the conversations we're having right now. And a lot of people are texting in. You're going to have to pay George Pickens, too, here, coming up shortly. And they're going to have to do the same with Pat Freiermuth. We don't know yet about the fifth-year option picked up for Najee Harris. So there are financial implications, obviously, that we would need to look at before taking on a $22 million contract, before the Steelers would take that on. I'm inclined to do it for a second-round pick. A first-round pick, though, is just way too rich for my blood, especially given the Steelers could, probably not, but could need a quarterback next year.
They're not going to need a quarterback next year.
They could.
No.
I'm a believer in Justin Fields, but you got to have your bases covered. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. You can't just rely on Russell Wilson or Justin Fields being your guy next year and believing you've got that thing figured out. Maybe Justin Fields plays this year and you have no concerns. Maybe he doesn't play at all and Russell Wilson outprices himself from Pittsburgh. I'd like to have the option to have a quarterback there in the first round next year. I get what you're saying. I'm a Justin Fields believer, but I can't tie my hands behind my back that way. If everything fails and you need a quarterback, and maybe you actually do bottom out and then not have the opportunity to get that guy.
Man, that'd be a shame. That would really be a shame.
How much blame would you put? Now we're going to a totally different hypothetical place.
I knew it, yep.
How much blame would you put on the Steelers brass if these quarterbacks don't work out? Because I think it would fall more on Arthur Smith than anybody else. But as far as the organizational decision to get both quarterbacks, I'll look at it like Carlson. Didn't work out the way you wanted it to, but worth the shot, absolutely.
I'd probably put it on Mike Tomlin a little bit more because we can go back to Kenny Pickett, and he was the one that was around when Kenny Pickett got drafted. I know Omar Khan was, you know, doing administrative stuff, but and the stuff that he's done in his previous role for a long time. But decision-making, I mean, Mike Tomlin's name signed off on Kenny Pickett's ticket, and then it would be, you know, his name signed off on Justin Fields' ticket or Justin Fields' trade. It would be his name that signed off on signing Russell Wilson. So I would put it more on Tomlin, if anything. I mean, Arthur Smith, you know, he's 1 year in. I would give him blame, but I'd put it on Mike Tomlin more than anybody.
I can understand that. That's one thing that the national media never does is pay attention to how much of a say that Mike Tomlin does have. And he's the carryover.
Yep.
He's the carryover.
Yep.
If you want to bitch, moan, complain about this roster, you at least need to, in part, rip on him.
Do you think there's any chance that they take a quarterback in the second round?
5%. I just pulled that out of my butt. I could never go zero because I don't think I have a beat on Omar Khan yet. And Mike Tomlin said yesterday that they lie to us. They lie in pro days. And they were interested in Michael Penix Jr. He never wound up coming in for a visit, but it does make you think. Yeah, I mean, if one of those guys, if Michael Penix Jr., just as an example, is sitting there in the second round, I think there is at least part of them that would go, do we? So I can't rule it out. Would you do it if he's there?
I probably would.
Oh, man.
I know. I wouldn't like it. I probably would if I could swing a trade, a draft day trade. Like, if they traded, if somehow they traded for Brandon Ayuk before the second round and you knew that Brandon Ayuk was going to be here, I probably would do it and have my quarterback room be those three.
And that way you'd have already filled a need.
Yes.
Pre-draft.
And then next year you wouldn't have to worry about what your scenario would be.
There's a lot of players I like in this draft that I just don't want to be Steelers. And the guy that I've continued to come back to and we've talked about because he's been mocked to the Steelers so often is that wide receiver out of LSU who had 17 touchdowns last year.
Thomas.
I love him. I love the player. I just don't like him at 20. There was a story that we didn't spend a lot of time on yesterday, but now Jared Jones goes out there for a fifth straight time and he kicks absolute butt. Ben Charrington talked about the decision to pull Jared Jones in his last start. Let's play that for the people, and then let's react, given the context now of what Jared Jones did do last night.
In Jonesy's case, he's had a pretty normal in quotes for a high school pitcher, you know, progression through the minor leagues. He's still young. He's obviously doing really good things in the major leagues. That outing in New York was the first time in the major leagues that he's pitched on 4 days rest. He's done 4 days rest in the minor leagues, obviously, but it was his first time in the major leagues. And we just looked at, okay, he's in the major leagues. That means every pitcher, maybe every pitch is a little bit higher intensity. Everyone knows he's throwing hard. He's got an aggressive style of pitching, which is exciting. The staff decided on their own that we're going to hold them a little bit short this time, and it's a long season, and we want Jared Jones to be part of this for the long season. I really respect their decision. Not easy to do that in the middle of a game. You got a chance to win with a guy pitching as well as he was. I really respect that decision to have, you know, have some perspective that this is a long war we're fighting in 2024.
A staff decision. Their decision. I respect their decision. Ben Charrington totally distanced himself from that. He had no input. Now, I don't know what to believe. I find it hard to believe that you've got a young pitcher with the capabilities of Jared Jones, and you've got another one in Paul Skenes, that there's not some overarching organizational philosophy on these guys, and that the general manager wouldn't be the guy who's really driving that boat, steering that ship, whatever. I'll mix metaphors. I have a really hard time believing he's not consulted on that, doesn't have to approve all of that. And then I watched Jared Jones go out there last night. And here's the thing. You and I defended the move when it happened, mm-hmm. when he was pulled out of there in the fifth inning, 59 pitches against the Mets. It's harder for me to make sense of all this when the GM says what we just heard Ben Cherington say, and then one start removed from only being allowed to throw 59 pitches, he goes out there yesterday and throws 91, and the latter 20 of them were really a high-pressure situation. He's going toe-to-toe with Rhys Hoskins, who the Pirates should have signed, by the way. He's going toe-to-toe with a guy that hit a home run off him earlier in the game, winds up walking him. It's a hard-fought at-bat. And then he's got to get himself out of the jam, gets that comebacker, and he did get out of it. I just have a hard time reconciling these things. Oh, no, no, you can't go past five. And then now in this one, you can throw 91, and most of them are high leverage? It's just weird to me, man. Where is the consistency? Actually, I'll answer my own question. There is none.
Well, I mean, with the innings, I mean, he got raised a level, raised an inning. So if it's an innings limit, then it doesn't matter how many pitches he throws. He's just coming out of that inning, the next inning, which he did. They did raise from, you know, the last start to this start.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to give you an
over. Right.
That would be bizarre to me, though, if they're going just by pitches. Like, we discussed it with Paul Skenes. Clearly, they're doing pitches with Paul Skenes.
Right.
But they announce innings with Jared Jones, his last time out against the Mets. And so if you're doing innings, that just doesn't make sense to me, man. The big story is that they've got a special player in Jared Jones. So we'll get to that coming up in the next segment. Because that, to me, that's the bigger story is you've wanted one of these guys, and oh my gosh, now you might have two. That's the story. But you're going five innings, and then they didn't say that they had an innings limit on him yesterday, but they do go with the six. He threw 32 more pitches. Not every inning is created the same. Mm-hmm. And not every pitch, I understand, is created the same and is the same amount of stress on your arm. But I think it would be easier to monitor from a pitch standpoint than from an inning standpoint, because I think every pitch is more in line. Every pitch is more like another pitch than every inning is like another inning, if that makes sense. It's just weird, man. It's just weird. And so here's my solution. Six-man rotation. If he's going to throw 91 this one and he threw 59 last time, does that mean he's going to throw 59 the next time? They're only going to let him go five the next time? Is it going to be toggling back mm-hmm. and forth? Maybe. I don't know. I want this guy to be able to pitch deep into ball games. I want Skenes to be able to pitch deep into ball games when he gets here. I think the best avenue to do that, to protect them while allowing them to help you win at max level, is have him go every sixth day and get that extra day of rest. Agree? Disagree? Comments? Concerns? 412-928-9370. We'll talk a little bit more about Jared Jones coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I can see my six-man rotation ideas being well-received by the people, Doran.
It's not?
I posted it on Twitter earlier, and I got some pushback, and now here on the text line, why stop at a six-man rotation? Go eight. Let's baby them even more. This franchise, it's about preventing injuries, not winning. Absolutely pathetic. That's from a man who calls himself T-Mac.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Tracy McGrady?
Yes.
Win a playoff series, man. Come on, T-Mac.
Good shoes, though.
Great shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't pull him off.
No.
No. Not a basketball guy. No. Just look at me. Just look at me. I need I say more?
Not an athlete.
Not an athlete. You know this. Sixth best player on my sixth grade softball team.
Friends.
Baseball team. I love Friends. Okay, so I get what people are saying. They're babying these guys. You can't baby them. Blah, blah, blah. Look, they are babying them. They pull Jared Jones out of a start through five innings when he didn't even throw 60 pitches. Paul Skeens has not gone more than 3 1/3 in AAA this year. So knowing that they are babying them, to use this T-Mac's words against him, I'm trying to come up with a common sense solution then. Ideally, you just have them go every 5 days and you just get your money's worth. And when they blow their arms out, they blow their arms out. But you're trying to win now and you have them go every 5 days and you let them throw 120 pitches and you just say, okay, let's see what happens. They're not going to do that. So what's a solution? I think the six-man rotation is a solution because I don't think they want what happened to Kerry Wood happening to these guys. You go back to 1998, Kerry Wood throws 166 innings, and then didn't play the next year because he was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You think about Mark Pryor, who was an unbelievable prospect, had a 3.23 ERA his first year, a 2.43 ERA his second year. He throws over 320 innings combined. He pitched 5 years in the big leagues. He was supposed to be the next one, the second coming, and they ruined him. And while Kerry Wood had a nice, long, good career, they screwed him up early, too. They're trying to avoid that. There's no science that says it helps, but that's what they're trying to do. And so, while I don't always agree with the methods, I will understand where they're coming from. And so I'm just trying to come up with a common sense solution. That's all. I want these guys pitching as much as they can when they do pitch, and I think the best way to go about that is giving them an extra day's rest. I don't know why I get so much hate for that.
Yeah, like you're actually making the decision. You're just giving a different angle.
I'm just giving an opinion. Yeah. Would you rather them do what they just did? Five innings gone? Next start, 91 pitches? Would you rather there be a strict pitch count on Paul Skeens? I'm trying to thread the needle here. But I don't want to bury the big story. The big story is that they've got two of these guys. Is that Jared Jones, we all expected to be good. No one expected him to be this good. He was a top 100 prospect. He wasn't a top 50 prospect, let alone a top 10, top 5 prospect. And he's pitching like a Cy Young Award winner right now. And you've also got Paul Skeens. So we can sit here and we can comb over all the strategies and I can offer opinion, you can offer opinion on what they're going to do with these guys. The bigger story, it's not the sexy one, it's not the best one for talk radio, the bigger story is that they got two aces.
Yeah, they got two guys.
Yes.
Three, really, but two. Two for sure that can throw.
Well, it allows Mitch Keller, because I'm guessing he's the third,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It allows Mitch Keller to be Mitch Keller.
Yeah.
And we've seen he's got flaws. Two not great starts, two good starts. Last start, not so hot, but there were portions of it where there was good and there was bad. You know, you'd like to see his ERA closer to four than five, but if he's your three, you're in a really good spot.
Yes.
If he's your one or your two, you're not in such a great spot. So that to me is the story. A couple of guys bust out of the funk yesterday, McCutchen and O'Neill Cruz. Great. We'll see if that continues. You're going to need to hit to help these guys win games. But at some point this season, hopefully it's in May, you're going to have Paul Skeens and Jared Jones in your rotation at one time.
I can't wait to see that, those back-to-backs. Can't wait to see it.
It's actually funny that you say it that way because I just had that go through my head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd have them go back-to-back. I think you'd have to manipulate your rotation,
yeah, yeah.
right, with off days and stuff. I'd have one guy be, if you're going to just go traditional five-man, I'd have one guy be my one and one guy be my five.
On the end.
Yeah. Just in case they're going to do the innings limit thing. Because if you have them both go back-to-back and, oh, today's the day Jared Jones only going five, well, now that's going to tax your bullpen. And if you're protecting Skeens, that'll, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That'll hurt your bullpen. So I'd want to space them out to give the bullpen as much time to recover as possible. I think we just solved everything.
Yes, we did.
Figured it all out. Coming up next, Social Media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Wait until you hear this story. There's a couple of Pittsburgh institutions that are closing around here. One makes me very sad. The other does too, but I probably wouldn't want to admit that publicly. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. There are two local businesses that are closing, and we're going to tell you about those coming up in a minute. But we are answering the call, Doran. 93.7 The Fan will host the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We will all broadcast live for over 26 hours as we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us. Go to 93.7thefan.com for details on the event and to register your local VFD. The Fan 5-Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP and Hampton Beer Outlet. People have said they want us to do a fireman calendar. So here's what I will ask of you at 412-928-9370. Do you know of a place we can get that done and get it done kind of on the cheap so that the profit margins are high and we can help the volunteer fire departments as much as possible? So it's got to make sense from a cost standpoint. Like, if it costs a lot of money to make them, there's only so much people are going to be willing to pay to see me shirtless.
Right.
So the profit margin's going to have to make sense to help the VFD. So if you could text us, if you know where we could get that done, 412-928-9370, we would appreciate it. All right, two businesses closing. Should hey, Freudian slip. My God. Do we start with the PG or do we go to the PG-13 first?
PG-13.
The Beehive is closing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the Beehive, Doran?
Heard of it.
The Beehive Adult Entertainment Club in Westmoreland County? You've never been there?
Nope.
So the reason they're social media's biggest loser today, and perhaps social media's biggest winner, is because on their Facebook page, they are auctioning off and selling furniture. What do you think, man? Would you buy a stripper pole?
No. No.
I've been looking around for a sofa. Oh, a nice felt one. Sure, why not?
Nice felt. Yeah, felt up.
I don't think, and I respect the gentleman club's industry. I don't know that there is a single thing that I would ever buy secondhand off of a strip club.
No.
Not one. There are certain smells you can't get out, man. The perfumes, everything. The glitter.
Imagine
me telling my wife, hey, you know, we've been looking for a couch. I found one for cheap. Don't ask me where I got it. Bring it home, and it's purple.
Yes.
It looks like Snuffleupagus skin. it's just covered in perfume smell and glitter. All right, the other place that closed is Dave and Andy's Ice Cream. They're not closed yet. I think they closed this weekend. You ever go there in Oakland?
One time.
Just once?
Yeah, I'm not a big ice cream guy.
I was never a big ice cream guy, and then my wife showed me Dave and Andy's, took me there. Best ice cream in town.
Very good.
So good. Homemade. I guess Andy is retiring. I don't know whatever happened to Dave. I hope Dave's okay. But I guess Andy's retiring. He's folding up shop. So if you want to catch me at some point this week, I'm going out there.
Mm-hmm.
I will go there one more time
before
it closes.
Yeah, I might have to, too.
It's so good, man.
Yeah.
Pitt's campus is losing Pitt's campus feel, though.
There's nothing. There's basically nothing there. When
Peter's Pub is gone. The O is gone. Dave and Andy's gone. G-Door Saloon, which I loved. You could smoke and play darts. They're
gone. Mad Mex is gone.
Mad Mex is gone?
Yeah. Everything.
Time changes things, Storm.
Very sad.
Tomorrow, we'll react to whatever happens to the Buccos tonight, and we'll get even heavier into the NFL draft. We got some good guests planned for you. Doug Whaley going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10. The Joe Starkey Show is coming up next. Thank you, Callis. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. SunChevy.com. Today, high of 68.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.